I believe we have a quorum. Elvia, will you call the roll?
Senators Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Onestad?
Here.
Onestad here. Desaulniers?
Here.
Desaulniers here. Price?
Here.
Price here.
Thank you. We have a quorum, and we have one bill. We're hearing it under Senate Rule 29.10. Senator Ashburn has SB 623 before the committee. Senator Ashburn, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the courtesy of the Senate and the senators for participating and allowing me to present this bill. I do think it's an important bill that we ought to deal with this session. This measure is pretty straightforward. It explicitly prohibits the practice of linking bond campaign services with bond underwriting services, sort of combining all of those and then having the those be part of the negotiated fees that, if the election is successful, are then passed on to the taxpayers in that district. You've got taxpayers paying for explicit campaign activities that are obviously unethical. It's an unethical practice, and in the opinion of Ledge Council, in the opinion that I sought, which is one of the reasons why we're at this hearing, because we did ask Ledge Council for clarification, and the timing of that was such that the bill was delayed and then moved again and now back for hearing. The question is that I think the committee members are going to want to deal with is what is allowed and what is not allowed under my bill. The bill defines bond campaign services to include fundraising, public opinion polling, election strategy and management, organization of campaign volunteers, get out the vote services, development of campaign literature, and advocacy materials. I mean, the things we would say are campaign related. Advice and support related to the preparation of tax rate statements and other documentation are not included, nor are public opinion polls conducted before a bond measure is placed on the ballot. So those are the two areas that were excluded. I've taken amendments to try to make the bill fit with the needs of both the large and the small districts and to comport with the Attorney General's view on polling. That's the bill, and I ask for your consideration.
Thank you, Senator Ashburn. We heard this bill previously. Now it's in a different vehicle. So I'm going to ask for one pro testimony and one opposition testimony, and then we'll hear from others who just want to weigh in. So who is speaking in favor of the bill?
I would defer.
All right, next then. You're up.
I would defer to Lori.
Me too. Well, my name is Lori Ranieri, and I thank you for being here. This is not a normal venue for me. I'm the president of Government Financial Strategies, and I was asked to be here by the Kern County Superintendent of Schools. I am a certified independent public finance advisor and also a certified fraud examiner, and I'm also on the board of directors of the National Association of Independent Public Finance Advisors. And one of the things that we do in our practice is we teach courses about public finance to public officials and other public finance professionals. And we also perform third-party reviews of public agency borrowing programs, and we also do expert witness work. And in working for county superintendents of schools, we have found that the practice, which SB 623 makes clear is unlawful, threatens school district solvency often, and it also increases local taxes. So we have shared with our clients many reasons why we think this bill is important, but I'll share my top two with you. The first is to clarify that this practice is an illegal use of public funds being used for campaigning, and secondly, to prevent the corruption of a negotiation in which great sums of money are at stake. Last time we were asked to come to the legislature, we were in an assembly committee, and we also had another witness with us that could not be here, a gentleman who has been a school business manager for 35 years, recently retired. And in working for him, he asked us to analyze a situation which he inherited with the, in which he had this bundled services and he was concerned about the cost. And what was interesting about our analysis is that the cost was tremendous, over a $2.5 million increase in taxpayer costs. But interestingly enough, that finding was replicated in an academic research study in which every school bond issue issued for a period of time, I believe it was 3 years, in Missouri was specifically looked at for this kind of cost increase. So we found both in our doing work independently for county superintendents of schools and for school districts looking and trying to quantify cost differentials that this is an expensive practice, and that was also replicated by some academic research. I tend to go into too much detail, so I'm going to stop talking.
Thank you.
I'll be glad to answer questions.
And we'll take the names of anyone else in favor of the bill.
Karen Lang with the County Association of California Association of County Treasurers and Tax Collectors were the sponsors of the bill. We urge you to move this to the floor. Thank you.
I'm Mike Ricketts. I represent the County Superintendents of Schools, the 58 County Superintendents across the state. We are in support of the bill and available to answer any questions you may have for us related to this as well. Thank you.
Other testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony?
Mondays.
Thank you. Opposition, one witness, and then the remainder can give us their name and affiliation. Who's speaking? Go right ahead. Tell us your name.
Good morning. I'm Lynn Paquin. I'm with George K. Baum & Company, and I'm a bond underwriter in California. We work primarily with California K-12 school districts, and I am familiar with the transaction that Ms. Ranieri spoke about, and the difference with that transaction is that the one she usually compares that to a Hayward School District. This is Santa Ana Unified School District that she was referring to. Santa Ana Unified was sold 1 week apart from Hayward at a cost of $2.5 million more. That is true. However, Santa Ana had a lower bond rating, and we have some information for the committee, if you allow me to, Madam Chairwoman. And that bond rating was a double A minus for Hayward. That's a much better bond rating than the A plus that Santa Ana received. And in the bond world, that makes a big difference. The other piece of the information is that although those deals were only 1 week apart, the bond market changed. And the bond market went down. There was a 10 basis point difference in the 25-year bonds when you compare them. Put together, that's about a 29 basis point differential. We came in at a 24.5 basis point differential from Hayward, and we actually saved the district about $440,000. And I would urge you to oppose this bill. This bill takes away choice from local school districts and their elected members to determine what is in the best interest of the school districts. Thank you.
And this is your information? What have we got?
Yes, these are official
statements.
These
are the bond issuances? Or?
Yes, these are the official statements for both transactions, and the ratings are at the very top. And
for
again,
Hayward and Santa Ana.
Yes, and a double A minus is a much better rating than an A plus.
Okay. Go ahead.
Madam Chair and members, Brian Rivas on behalf of the California School Boards Association. We're opposed to the measure.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Bonnie Slauson on behalf of the Community College League and the 72 community college districts throughout the state, and we are also opposed to this measure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Laura Preston with the Association of California School Administrators. We're strongly in opposition to this bill. The amendments that has been taken does nothing to deal with transparency. That's an issue that we believe needs to be explored with when we're dealing with these kinds of bond underwriting and financial advisors. And in addition, it takes away flexibility for school districts. We offered an amendment, and the author's staff would not accept it, and that was to replicate what is in the Ledge Council opinion to say you cannot condition a sale of a bond on work that you're going to be doing subsequently, and that was removed. We would, if we had had that amendment in the bill, we would have removed our opposition.
Thank you. Any other testimony for or against? Is there comments from the members? Senator Anastad moves the bill. This is a on concurrence, so the motion would be to concur in assembly amendments. Senator Ashburn, we've talked about this bill before, and we've heard it in committee before, and I agree with your attempt to try to bring more transparency and also lower the costs of bond issuances, but I still cannot get to a point of supporting the bill. You've struggle to narrow the bill to make it better and to focus on the underwriting part, but that leaves advisory, legal advisory, financial advisory services untouched. And primarily, and you're caught between a rock and a hard place here, with the Attorney General saying that polling, which I see as an integral part to any campaign, is an allowable expense, but other campaign activities aren't, I just see that as a kind of contradictory message to those entities that might be seeking bond underwriting for their work. I can't support the bill in its present form, and I think the analysis points out that maybe a competitive environment for this kind of underwriting would help lower costs as well. So anyway, I'll leave that as it may, and I'd love to hear your responses to this or any other comments by the members. Senator Ashburn?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. In the committee's analysis, it identifies that there are two methods. There is a competitive sale and a negotiated sale. And I agree with your analysis and that competitive sales would identify costs that are included in the bond underwriting that would ultimately be passed on to the taxpayers in the overall bond costs. But many of the districts can use either of these models, the competitive model or the negotiated model. Under the negotiated model, we have bond underwriters coming in to a school district and saying, look, I'll include in the cost of this bond sale all of your campaigning activities. The public opinion polling on the favorability of the measure, the likelihood of it to pass. I'll write your campaign brochures. I'll do your TV advertising. I'll organize the campaign workers door to door. Those are explicitly illegal activities to be funded by taxpayer dollars. That's all the bill does. That's all it does. It's interesting, the discussion about comparative costs of bond underwriting and all of that. The issue is, should a school district in California be allowed to enter into a negotiated arrangement with a bond underwriter wherein the costs for explicit campaigning are included, and wink, wink, we're going to include that, and the taxpayers are going to end up footing that bill along with the principal costs over the life of that issuance. No wonder our districts are in trouble. I think it's extremely significant that the county superintendents of school are here and saying, this is a good measure. This is above board. This bill is not complicated. It comports with the Attorney General's discussion about polling. It says explicitly in the amendment that I took that you can poll prior to a decision to place a measure on the ballot. But once the decision is made, then that polling is obviously related to the campaign activity. So that's addressed exactly as you suggested, Madam Chair, in your discussion. So on the two points you raised, transparency and cost, those are both interesting points. This is not about that. This is about stopping a blatantly illegal activity. And so I ask for the consideration of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Ashburn. I'll take that as your close. Just a comment to the members, of course, explicitly campaign activities are already prohibited. And again.
Madam Chair, that's the reason that this bill has gone a contorted route. I was seeking a Ledge Council opinion when this bill was first heard in this committee. I was not in possession of the results of that inquiry from Ledge Council. Ledge Council opinion then came to us later when the bill, and then because it was so compelling that this is an explicitly illegal activity but isn't explicitly addressed in statute, that's when I decided to amend one of my own bills to put this revised measure into the bill that I had in the assembly so that we could deal with it this session. I think it needs to be dealt with right away because taxpayers are put at risk.
Thank you, Mr. Ashburn. Seeing no further comments, we'll call the roll, Elvia. On the motion on concurrence by Senator Onnestad.
Senators Kehoe?
No.
Kehoe, no. Onestad?
Aye.
Onestad, aye. Desaulniers?
No.
Desaulniers, no. Price?
No.
Price, no.
The motion fails, and we'll hold the bill in committee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.